Listen against Terrell. Terrell.
And listen against Terrell.
Listen against Terrell. Terrell.
Terrell?
Yeah. I think Terrell is the only man now with Cassius Clay stripped of his championship.
Yeah.
I think it's Terrell all the way.
Me too. I would.
But the unfortunate thing is that, as I mentioned on last night's program, he was always in the shadows of Cassius Clay, even when he was the WBA champion. Clay was still considered the champion. Now, I think the public will always look toward the new champion and say, well, he's not as good as Clay, or Clay could have whipped him.
They'll compare him to Clay all the time.
Exactly. Uh-huh. So I think he's, if Terrell does win, he's destined once again to, be looked upon as second best.
And I guess one more thing.
Yes.
That Cervalo against Frazier.
Frazier.
Frazier, mm-hmm. Cervalo's an old man. Anyway, and I think Frazier shouldn't go in the this thing, really, because he'll just ruin himself. He won't win really very far.
Well, I don't know. I think Patterson, I would pick Patterson over Cervalo.
Well, yeah, he won against
Cervalo,
right?
Yeah, well, again, in elimination I'm talking about, I would pick, I imagine Oscar Bonavina will be in it.
Yes.
I would pick Patterson over Bonavina.
Yeah, Bonavina lost to Frazier.
Yeah, uh-huh. And I would pick Patterson over Frazier.
Yeah, because I think the experience counts in that instance.
Right.
Patterson has the experience in that. Yeah. I heard last night that Clay would not be allowed to fight in the United States. But also he would not be able to get a license either.
I doubt it very much whether he will be given a license. I don't think there will be a, well, you know the steps taken by Nevada in the Patterson clay belt, where the governor, of course, overruled their own boxing commission, and it was also overruled in, what was it, New York?
Pennsylvania.
Excuse me. Governor Schaefer.
Yeah.
In Pennsylvania. Now, I think in this case, the governors in the future would refuse to allow Cassius Clay to fight.
Yeah, it's like Nevada. If Nevada's let him, just no one can, because Nevada's sort of looked down at in that low state.
Yeah, did you happen to hear last night's show, by
any
chance?
Yeah, it was great.
It was something that I've always wanted to do for quite some time. As I mentioned, we needed help on this, and Pat stayed here and handled the phones, and everything seemed to work like clockwork. It's unusual. When you make long-distance phone calls, many times you go from one person to another, and you waste a great deal of time, but it kept moving pretty well, and I enjoyed the talk from Houston particularly.
It was great. I really liked it. Keep it up.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. It's 19 minutes past 6 o'clock. Bill Singer with you at the sports desk. We'll go back to the telephones. Remember, 396-9221 in New Jersey, 943-2218 in Pennsylvania. Good evening. Open mic.
Is that personality, is that is Herman Franks?
Herman Franks. No, I'm sorry. It is not Herman Franks at all.
Okay.
Good try. Thank you. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. In case you just joined us and you're wondering what this young lady meant when she said that personality, we have a mystery voice going, and we're giving away a coupon for a Capital Car Wash, a New Method cleaning certificate, and a leather wallet that's worth, well, about $10, a fine wallet. We'll let you hear the mystery voice right now, and we'll open the telephones immediately. This is our mystery voice, part three of our clue.
Oh, I don't. I'd say this. If the Pittsburgh Pirates are going over there to Cleveland, and they have a four-game series, and both of them are winning the pennant in their respective leagues, and all of a sudden a World Series comes up, who is interested in a World Series after watching them play four games of an interleague series?
There you are. Identify our mystery voice. Back to the phones. Sports open mic.
Is it John J. McGraw?
No, I'm sorry. It is not John J. McGraw. Hello, mystery voice.
Would that be John McGraw?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Not John McGraw. Sports open mic.
But that is Pi Trainer.
That is Pi Trainer. You know what? You are absolutely right. That is Pi Trainer. How did you happen to identify Pi Trainer?
I'm an old Pirate fan.
You're an old Pirate fan? How old are you?
11.
You're an old Pirate fan. All right, that's right. He was one of the real greats, the finest third baseman in the business, and played back in the early 1920s. And you had some help on this. Now, tell the truth.
Yes,
your dad is the old Pirate fan.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Yes. What? Huh?
He's since 1938.
Since 1938.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't remember Pie Trainer either.
I
imagine.
He remembers him.
He remembers Pie Trainer.
Yes.
Well, that's all right.
He used to manage the parks and he played third base.
That's right. Exactly. He doesn't remember Pie Trainer when he was playing, though, as an active player. Does he?
Pardon me?
He doesn't remember Pie Trainer as a player, as an active player.
Yes.
He does?
Yes, he does.
Okay. All right. Now, what is your name?
James Terranova.
James. Spell your last name?
T-E-R-R-A-N-O-V-A.
All right. And I'll take you off the air. What is your address? Say that again. Martha Avenue, Falsington.
Yes. Yeah. PA.
Okay. Falsington, PA.
Yes.
Yeah. That was a good job. Do you know what you've won?
What?
Do you own a car?
Yeah. My dad does.
Your dad? All right. Now, you win a coupon. Your dad gets a free car wash, a Capital Car Wash. And I imagine you have some cleaning there in the house to be done, and we'll send you a New Method cleaning certificate. Okay?
Yeah.
And how about a wallet? Do you have lots of money?
Not enough.
Not enough. All right. Well, what you do have, you can put in this leather wallet and keep it in a good, safe place. Okay?
Okay,
and your name is James, right?
Yes.
All right, Terranova, 52 Martha Avenue in Falsington, Pennsylvania. That was fine. It was Pie Trainer. That was a tough one, too, because we didn't give a great many clues, really. He didn't identify the team, or he didn't identify his position, and he didn't identify, really, the era in which he played. So I'm curious as to how you happened to identify this mystery voice.
My dad knew him right away.
He did?
Yeah, we were going to call up, but we were taking a shower in.
Uh-huh. You identified the voice, then. You recognized the voice.
My dad identified it because he had an old frog voice, and here's my dad, okay?
All right.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Congratulations to you.
Thank you very much. I recognize the voice immediately.
Yeah.
The only trouble is with taking the shot. I said, well, you get on the phone there, just tell them it's a little Pie Trainer from the old Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah.
So won't make no mistake on that.
Well, you had to make the identification, I imagine, by the voice, if you've heard him. Are you from? Are you from Pittsburgh, by any chance?
We're originally from around that neighborhood. Of course,
yeah.
I'm a Pirate fan from way back.
Well, someone called me after the first night we used, Pie Trainer, the mystery voice, and he heard us on the turnpike, the Pennsylvania Turnpike, and he stopped and called, and he said, could that have been Pie Trainer by any chance? And I said, well, I don't know. You'll have to call back later. And he said, I'm from Pittsburgh, and it sounds like a dear old friend of mine.
Yeah, well, see, Pie Trainer, I recognize his voice from, he used to, I think, be on broadcast with Rosie Rosewell, the old Pittsburgh Pirate broadcaster now and then. But the way I really clinched it, because Pie used to be on I might say a TV program, and he does commercials on the late shows there, and his voice really stuck with me.
What was that, KDKA?
KDKA TV, yeah. That's right.
Uh-huh. Fine. Well, listen, thank you. Could you possibly, I'll leave your name with our receptionist, could you stop over and pick up the wallet?
Well, I guess
I'll... Or you want me to mail it to you?
Well,
suppose I mail it to you.
That'd be better.
Okay. I have your address here, and I'll mail it to you, along with the Capital Car Wash and the New Method certificate. Fine, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Bye-bye.
Very good. That's James Terranova, who's 11 years old, and he said he's an old Pirate fan. 52 Martha Avenue in Waldington, Pennsylvania. Bill Singer with you at the sports desk. It's 25 minutes past 6 o'clock. The Yankees defeated California 5-2. Washington over Minnesota 9-6. Detroit defeated Baltimore 4-2. After 12 innings, Kansas City and Boston having a real wingding. Kansas City 9, Boston 9, 12th inning. The Cleveland-Chicago game postponed due to rain. The Toronto Maple Leafs defeated the Montreal Canadiens 4-1 to take a one-game lead in their best-of-seven Stanley Cup playoff. Long shot Moontrip won the featured gray lag handicap at Aqueduct. The winner returned 89-40. Amberoid was second, and Handsome Boy finished
3rd, and we're waiting for a report from Art Wolf. He'll be checking in with us from Garden State Park with the racing activity there this afternoon here on Sports Open Mic. And at 6:30, we join the Mutual Broadcasting System for the latest news.
Put that out there right away and put that fella in that he had in the 7th and 8th inning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, they would have lost it.
Who would ever think that, here they had a fine, a pad of 8 runs and then to lose it 9-8. That's tough for Ellsworth to lose something like that.
I was over at Corvette today and bought some beautiful squid. They have it on sale, 95 cents a box. I bought 3 boxes.
Are you getting commission on this squib over there?
No, I'm not getting no commission. It's only on sale, so I bought 3 beautiful boxes.
Yeah.
See, because I'm using it, I'm going to use that up for bait. Not all of it, you know what I mean, at the same time. But in months to come.
Yeah, what can you catch on squib?
On squib?
Yeah.
Well, you can catch kingfish, rock bass, black bass, you can get porgies, get blowfish, you can get fluke. All that. See, that's all mostly all summer fish.
Well, in your opinion, apparently you do quite a bit of fishing.
That's right.
Those listening to the show right now who are going down tomorrow, what do they think would be, what would be the big catch tomorrow? What's in?
Tomorrow?
So to speak, yeah.
Flounder, winter flounder. There's a few blowfish out, but not so many. I'd say within a couple of weeks, there should be plentiful. There'll be more down there than there is mosquitoes out there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be able to catch them by bushel loads.
Bernie Kosnowski, he just walked in the studio, and he said he's going down tomorrow.
He's going down.
And he could use some squib, he says.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, where are you going, Bernie?
Why don't you tell him to go out and buy some, 95 cents for a 5-pound box. How long can he go?
Right.
You know what he's going to pay down ashore for a box? For a
dollar and a half?
No, for a pound. He'll pay 95 cents for a pound box.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's going to